Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLean. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLean. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tim Talton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roger Repos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball four. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Horton. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Gosger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton takes first base on ball four. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Repos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Talton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Nash reaches second base with a double. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green catches it and throws to first to double up Freehan. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Talton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0 for 1 in the game. Repose is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Jim Nash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-1 in the game. McLain hits a fly ball into center field. Repo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Brown reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-2 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Green reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Talton hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Charles moves to second. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 0-for-2 in the game. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to third. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Aker now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline pinch hits for Denny McLean. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Talton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a line drive to left field. Brown throws towards third. Word fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Word. Roof moves to third. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker hits a line drive into left field. Brown picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brown. Roof scores. Aker moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wickersham fields it and throws to first for the out. Aker moves to third. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aker scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gosger. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Gosger steals second. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hirschberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gosger scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Joe Nosek pinch hits for Tim Talton. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Joe Nosek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nosek hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Charles is walked intentionally. Hirschberger moves to second. Danny Cater pinch hits for Roger Ripos. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater takes first base on ball 4. Hirschberger moves to third. Charles moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Danny Cater now playing first base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Corrin's now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof strikes out. One out. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Aker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-4 in the game. Campaneris is hit by the pitch. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Campaneris steals third. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Don Pepper pinch hits for George Corrin's. Don Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McAuliffe strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.